AM 1220 KDOW presents Money 2.0.
Money 2.0.
Now, helping you excel in business and in life. Here's business coach and Money 2.0 host, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to Business on the Edge. This show is brought to you by the Small Business Concierge Communications and Digital Media. Thank you for tuning into today's radio show. We appreciate your listenership. We're giving you a big hand clap right there. You deserve it. We are broadcasting live from Silicon Valley, Bay Area, and around the world here on AM 1220 KDOW, iHeartRadio, and our online streaming where you can always listen live 24/7. If you want to dial into the show, you can dial in at 1-800-516-1220. That is 1-800-516-1220. Get your questions and comments on air with me today. Of course, if you want to connect with me directly, you can do that by emailing me at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz or call 1-888-MySBC30. 1-888-MySBC30. So welcome in, welcome in. What a great day to do a radio show. I've been doing a lot of teachings and trainings over the last few weeks. And one of the things that I think is most important to small businesses, you know, I'm a small business guru. I want small businesses to succeed. I want businesses or those what we call pre-ventures, those that are thinking about business, to succeed. And when you're entrepreneurial minded, you better be, you have to be that type of person that you are comfortable with being a lifelong learner. You are a lifelong learner. You're always learning. You're always adding value to your business, your systems, to innovate what's going on in your business. Innovation is nothing new. When we look at what we utilized, let's say 40 years ago, it's different today, right? So it's important that you are utilizing and connecting with resources and tools that will make your business better. And to make business better, you have to learn. You have to learn about the tools. And every year, I like to do these shows once or twice a year called Cool Tools. And Cool Tools are some tools that I think are important and interesting, and small businesses should consider using them if they're not using them. And I like what Bill Gates says about tools or technology. The first rule of any technology used in a business is that automation applied to an efficient operation will magnify the efficiency. Great, right? Well, he goes on to say, the second is that automation applied to an inefficient operation will magnify the inefficiency. So you ever have a tool or you have a resource that you are investing in and you're not maximizing it. You're not efficiently using it. And so what is that doing? It's magnifying the inefficiency. And remember, you're investing in it. So some of these tools, you're paying a certain amount of money to utilize those tools. Like say, for instance, if you're using Salesforce is one of those really robust tools, but they're really, really fantastic. And you can so use it inefficiently. So it magnifies the inefficiency. And so another quote that I think might be interesting about Bill Gates, I'll share later, but I really like that the efficiency or inefficiency of what you're using is magnified depending on whether or not you're using it efficiently or inefficiently. So keep that in mind. So we're going to talk about cool tools today, and hopefully I give you some tools that you may find interesting. And just so you know, if you are a professional in business, I might even have a tool out there that may help you do your job better. Who knows? That's what I'm here for. So let's talk about the first cool tool, or the first resource. These tools can be resources. I like to just call them tools. Autodesk. Now, this tool or resource is really pointed towards nonprofits, And so you can have small business nonprofits. And what is nonprofits always looking for? The same thing that small businesses are looking for, and that is funding, that is money. And so you may remember a couple of weeks ago, I did a show on really what Small Business Concierge does for small businesses. What does my business do for small businesses? Small Business Concierge Communications and Digital Media. We kind of fuse, we're a fusion. Not confusion, we are a fusion, supporting small businesses, their development, they're helping them become a just a beast in their business industry. And then we attach it to mass media to get them around the world. And so inside our portal, we have these subscriptions. Inside the portal, we have all of these cool tools. We have a small business fitness center. And in that fitness center, we have the Autodesk. Autodesk Foundation. This is actually a foundation. And this is funding. If you're a small, if you're a nonprofit and you're looking for funding, maybe this might be a solution for you or a cool tool that you can connect with. Catalytic funding for design and engineering solutions. So if you are an engineer and this just tweaked your ears, then this would be for you if you are in this space. So grants and impact investments. So they are impacting and they're in investing. Their funding ranges from about $100,000 to $1 million, with most commitments falling between $250,000 and $500,000. That's not bad, right? So for nonprofits, they generally provide unrestricted grants, unrestricted funding. I love unrestricted funding because there's so much restricted funding. And what's the difference between restricted and unrestricted funding if you're not used to getting funding? I ran a SBDC program in one of the largest counties in Northern California. And so we had something called restricted funding and unrestricted funding. And we really like to get our hands on unrestricted funding because it allows us to expand on what we could purchase, what we could designate that funding for and utilize it for other things that restricted funding would not allow us to. So when you're getting government funding of sorts, it's usually restricted funding. And so if you're looking at those dollars and it might say, well, you can only use these dollars for training, for consulting, for whatever those restricted funds are for, allowable spending. And so this is really cool, a cool tool that they have unrestricted grants and they evaluate renewals. I love renewals. So you've got an unrestricted grant, they evaluate renewals, which means that you could get some more money at the end of each funding period. So that's a really awesome, cool tool. And so $12.4 million in charitable funding that they have done in fiscal year 2023. So they've already, Autodesk Foundation has deployed an aggregate of approximately $12.4 million to scale impact innovations through its global portfolio. So if you are interested in this cool tool, this is definitely something for you to look at. They have impact opportunity areas. You can go out on the website. You can learn more about who they are, what they do, how they impact. You can look at their portfolio. We're not going to go into deep dives with any of these cool tools because we just don't have enough time. And so some of the impact opportunity areas: energy and materials, health and resilience, work and prosperity. And so that might be of interest. And of course, I mentioned earlier funding, catalytic funding for design and engineering solutions. And so that is out there on the table for people to go out. Those that are qualified or this looks like something that would be of interest to you, you can go out there and check it out and see whether or not you can compete and compete vigorously. Make sure that you are ready to compete for grants. And what I like to call is grant ready. Are you grant ready? Don't just submit these grants by the seat of your pants. Make sure that you are grant ready. What does that mean, Coach? Well, grant readiness really is making sure that you have all of the peripherals, right? Your assets to be able to respond intelligently to a grant. And that might and would include your business plan. If you have not done a business plan of any sorts, just don't apply for any grants. Get your business plan done. That is your, that you can leverage that in so many different ways, and you have a well thought out tool that allows you to develop a sustainable business. For you want a long-term sustainable business, right? It's a roadmap, so it allows you to get there. A business plan is not just, hey, I want to do a business plan because I want to get funding. That is just the wrong reason to do a business plan. The right reason to do a business plan is because you want a successful business that you can leverage the business plan to gain access to capital. So that's one of the readiness components, and you want letters of support and letters of intent. You want to make sure that you have your partnerships and collaboratives in place when you are applying. So make sure that, and those are just some examples to being grant ready so you can compete, what I like to say, vigorously in the Olympics, the Grant Olympics. So that's our number one cool tool, Autodesk Foundation. You can go to autodesk.org to check them out. If I said something that you are interested in, have just tweaked your interest just a little bit there. So our next cool tool, I think this is interesting. Small businesses, micro businesses, small businesses. And again, let me define, and I say again because I've said it a million times over the last 12 years. We're actually going into our 13th season next month, so I'm excited about that. We'll talk a little bit about that in July. But small businesses, micro businesses, and what I've said a billion times is the SBA defines a small business as less than or fewer than 500 employees. So if you have 499 employees, this is not for you, because I'm sure you have this in place. If not, shame on you, but I'm sure you do. Small businesses, micro businesses, they think about selling a lot. They think about their customers a lot, and how can they attract their customers a lot. And a business is not just starting the business and picking up customers. There's all of this in-between stuff that happens in the entire business if you're creating a business system. And even if you're a self-employed business, which many businesses start out as just themselves, there's all of these things that are going on in between that you need to think about, that you're not thinking about. And when we come back, I've got to go to a commercial break. I'm going to tell you about this next cool tool that you should be thinking about even now. You're listening to Margaret Jackson on AM 1220 KDOW. We are Bay Area's business and finance leader.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Business on the Edge here with Margaret Jackson. We are talking today about some cool tools for small businesses, micro businesses, nonprofits, small business nonprofits. There's a lot of nonprofits starting up. There's a lot of small businesses starting up, and they just need all of the help that they can get. And again, the Small Business Administration standard for a small business is fewer than 499 employees. And we are, if you have 499 employees, this show is probably not for you. You're probably doing okay. But you can always learn something very, very easily here. And so we're talking about those small businesses that are telling me, Coach, we don't know. We don't know what we're doing. We're just kind of going and just trying things and seeing if they're working. And so there's a lot of resources out there. And this shows, again, about cool tools that there are things that you should be thinking about that can add a benefit to your business if you just kind of take a look out there. And if you like to read, and you should like to read as a small business owner, entrepreneur, pre-venture, whatever you're thinking about, even if you are a professional and you are thinking about starting a business. This is a show that you should tune in all the time, because we are going to make sure that you have information that's going to help you get started. And that number one thing I'm always going to say, do your business plan, do your idea assessment. If you are thinking about starting a business out there and you're working for whatever company and corporation, do an idea assessment. Start there. It's free. You can work out the details and everything that you want to do to see if that business is viable, feasible, and then go and do that business model and lay it out on a canvas so you're clear on how you're going to be profitable, do a financial model, do a business plan, and you will be on the right track. And then you can add to that what? Cool tools. So this cool tool is a tool that, and I'm going to align this with another thought, but biz manuals with a Z at the end, bizmanuals.com. And they have several different types of manuals that you don't have to put together from scratch. And one of my favorite is the SOP, Policy and Procedure Manual, Standard Operating Procedure. And they have a template. They have little videos out here that you can watch. You got free samples that you can take a look at. You've got business articles here. You've got best SOP software that you can take a look at. And if you look at the drop-down menu on manuals, and you can purchase, so you can pick whatever you want, stick it in your cart, pay for it, and go on from there. I think these are some great resources for new businesses, so you have your standards in place, you have your manual in place. I like employee manuals that are templates that you can use and you can modify as well. They have nonprofit procedures, construction procedures, accounting manuals, finance manuals, IT policy manuals, human resource policy manual. How about that? You want to make sure that you're building a healthy company, sales and marketing manual. And you have ISO 9001 quality procedure manual. So several out here that you could go out and take a look at professionally or for your small business. And the two there's several out here, but the Standard Operating Procedure Manual, I think, is a great manual to get you on the right track. And they do have a little discount, looks like they have out here, saved up to 45% with special offers. And so again, you can look at their samplers. So go and look at their samplers, download their free SOP sample, so that way you can determine whether or not this is a great fit for your business. So that's bizmanuals with a Z.com. And if you are missing these, you can email me at onthe edge@businessontheedge.biz, and I'll send you all these links personally so you can check them out for yourself. Do your homework. You are a entrepreneur, or you have a heart of an entrepreneur, or you are a pre-venture, or you're just thinking about starting a business, or you're already an existing business, make sure that you get your infrastructure in. What I was saying before we went to a commercial break is that there's things that happen within your business between opening it and selling to your customers. There's all of these other activities that are going on that you should be mindful about and thinking about. And so as you put that infrastructure in, your foundation in, what are you doing? You're building a business that will stand the test of time, that will stand in the storms, that will stand in the ebbs and flows of business. And I promise you, you're going to have ebbs and flows of business, and you're going to have those times that you're going to think, what the heck did I do? But if you can put the right tools in place and resources and technologies and cool tools, and like Bill Gates says, use them efficiently in an efficient company. So he's saying build an efficient company, business, and use your technology efficiently. And I know that that's tough. Small businesses wear about 13 to 15 different hats. You're wearing different hats when you're starting out. I get it. Been down that road. And so what you want to do is grow slow and steady, and don't be a rush for everything. It's great if you could do a hybrid, continue to keep your day job and build your business on the side. That's ideal. And that's perfectly fine to do. But if you are out there and you were thrown into the frying pan, you've got a lot of work to do and you don't have to go it alone. You've got resources out there that can help you. You've got small business concierge that would be glad to help and support you through our subscription plan. That would be absolutely fantastic. And we will help you get started and put you on the right track so you can be successful. Okay, so I've got a couple of minutes before my break. Let's get started on another cool tool. This cool tool, I think I'm going to give you a different cool tool, because the cool tool that I'm about to give you is so robust. It's so wildly fantastic. I can't tell it to you in 2 minutes. So we're going to do something a little bit easy. And you've seen these commercials on television. If you're watching TV or you're jogging around the web, you're going to see a cool tool, one of my favorites, all-time favorites for businesses, Canva, the design. You can design like a pro. And we'll talk a little bit more about that when I come back from a commercial break. But if you are not the graphic design guru, Canva, it will be your best friend. This is Margaret Jackson. You're listening to AM 1220 KDOW. We are Bay Area's business and finance leader.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. We are live here in the Bay Area and around the world, iHeartRadio. We love our listeners. Thank you for tuning in. So before we went to commercial break, we were getting into the cool tool, Canva. Canva, if you are not, even if you are a graphic designer, Canva is just a gem. It is fantastic. You've seen it on TV. It's a tool that I definitely invest in, Canva Pro. With the work that we do a lot of creative work here as well as small business concierge. And so it just is really a wonderful, handy dandy tool. And so, and you can create amazing content. You can look totally fantastic. And some of the features that they have in here, like I love this video background remover, premium content, premium video. And I love that you have just images and all kinds of things that you can find in there when you're creating your content, animation and schedule. You can do a social schedule for your social media engagement. Tons of templates, transparent images, resize. That's a tool that I've used quite often. If I'm doing some work inside on it, you can stay on brand. You've got resources. You've got marketing toolkits from gym, health, restaurants to ebooks, musician toolkits, and so much more. You just cannot. And it's affordable. I mean, the affordability is ridiculous. So when you look at their plans and pricing, I'm like, oh my gosh, they just make it easy to do business, right? You've got a free version. I recommend that at the very least you get the pro version, and then you've got a Teams version. And they've got education and nonprofit resources versions out there for you as well. So business education, you just can't go wrong with Canva, canva.com. So that is probably one of the top tool calls out there when you really want to look all kinds of fantastic. And for small businesses, if you're doing a pitch deck and maybe you're going after a VC or an angel or a lender, you can create some very slick pitch decks. And if you're going to pitch, you know, make sure that you understand what a pitch deck should look like when you are going after opportunities and not just throwing everything in the kitchen sink into the pitch deck. And there's so much content on it. There's so many pictures on it. We don't know what you're saying. So make sure that you get some support in that on how you're going to do those pitch decks and everything. But you can get some very slick, wonderful templates in Canva that you can fully customize and control as well. So that's a cool tool that you can get for a steal. It's just too ridiculously inexpensive not to do it. Okay, so Here's a cool tool, and I'm probably going to have to piggyback off of my next segment, but this is really a robust tool. This is one of these tools you really, if you could take a webinar about this tool, I recommend it, highly recommend it. And so this is from the United States government. Can you believe it? Census Business Builder. Have you ever heard of the Census Builder? Excuse me, Census Business Builder. This is a tongue twister. And it's a suite of services that provides selected demographics, economic data. It allows you to really kind of look at and get those data analytics about the areas that you are thinking about doing business. You can look at the demographics. You can look at all kinds of resources here. And so they have come out with their newest version, version 5.1. It's a free tool to use. And so you can go out to their to the census.gov website and get connected to the Census Business Builder tool and begin these really in-depth data research, and it kicks out all of these reports, right? The reports that you're looking for that's going to help you target better on how you're going to connect with your customers and all of this good stuff. Don't go away. We're going to go to a commercial break. I'm going to tell you more about their key features and what's new in version 5.1 of the Census Business Builder so you can crush it out there as a small business. You're listening to Margaret Jackson here on AM 1220 KDOW. We are Bay Area's business and finance leader. We'll be right back.
Get ready. Business on the Edge is taking you out of the studio walls with the Small Business Concierge magazine. You've been waiting, looking for it. Now it's here. Business expert contributors, small business concierge, STEAM, local events, YE 2.0, the young entrepreneur, women in business centerfold, small business science lab, bridging the gap, the bottom line. Now here's Silicon Valley's number one business radio personality, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome, welcome, welcome into the Small Business Concierge segment of the show. This is a favorite of the show where we talk about small business and what small business concierge in communications and digital media is doing. And in this case, we are sharing cool tools that are inside our member portal for small businesses to get fit, the Small Business Fitness Center in the Small Business Concierge portal, member portal. You can get fit. You can, you know, when it comes to fitness, we know how to get a gym membership, right? And we go to the gym and we decide on what we're going to work out on, what weights we're going to lift, what aerobic machine we're going to use, and we want to get fit. When you are getting into small business, or if you're in small business, staying fit is important. Staying fit in your business. When you're a young company, especially if you're 1 to 5 years old, you want to be fit. And most businesses don't fail in 5 years. They fail within the first year. Look at the statistics. Small Business Administration tells us in 2019, 1.4 million businesses were birthed. In 2019, 928,000 businesses died. So it's serious business. So you want to make sure that you stay fit, that you think about what you're not thinking about. And if you're making chocolate chunk cookies, or you're selling athleisure wear, or you are selling technology, it doesn't matter what you're selling. You have all of these things that are happening between opening that business and serving your customers, and all of those little details in between, your structure, your infrastructure, your activities that causes a business to grow, that continues to attract customers that want to be loyal customers, or whatever you're doing, there's things that you should be doing in between, all of the things between starting that business and getting and serving, satisfied. Your goal is to satisfy your customers, give them a reason to continue to use you, and you need to stay at the top of your game. And you know, Warren Buffett reads 5 to 6 hours a day. 5 to 6 hours a day. Bill Gates is reading 50 books a year, almost 52 books a year, almost a book a week, right? And these are multi-billionaires. So if they are staying sharp, then it would make sense that you would need to do the same thing. So let's continue to talk about our cool tools. This is going to be, I may share one more tool, but for sure, if not, this will be the last tool, if I can't share, obviously, another tool. But the Census Business Builder is really great to use when you're building plans, when you're building business plans, strategic plans, and it's looking at your potential customers and similar businesses for those starting or planning a business. And some of the data includes demographics, socioeconomic, your business data from county. This is for the whole United States, right? So county business patterns. So your business data from county, your business patterns, your statistic, your economic census. You want to know that imports and exports. So if you're an import, export, international trade, that's going to be important to you. So you're going to be able to get that data. You're going to get workforce data. Why is that important? Because you want to hire a workforce. What's going on there? Building permits data from building permits surveys. And so consumer spending, why do we want to know about that? Because we want them to buy our products and services, right? And so there's a lot of great resources and data that you can mine. We talk about data mining. You got geographic levels, industry clusters, bivariate mapping, filters, region panels, and they have a ton of webinars that you can take that will help you utilize their tool the best. And they actually give you 3 tips on using the Census Business Builder. And so easy access to information about the residents and businesses to help you open or expand your business. These are their words. I am just repeating them. So this tool presents, here's tips and tricks from the Census Business Builder. Tip number one, start broad and then drill down. So your customers and competitors of a business often are from an entire county or multiple counties. And so you're going to start broad and then you're going to drill down. Tip number two, there's no business data by neighborhood. No business data by neighborhood to protect the privacy of individual businesses and ensure the quality of the data. So the Census Bureau suppresses the data when there are very few companies in a given industry and area. So keep that in mind. And their tip number three, actually we've got several tips. Tip number three, these are their top 3 tips. There's actually 7 tips, but here's the top 3 tips. And I'll try to, if I can give you all 7, I'll do that. But let's get top. Tip number 3, number of establishments is shown at city, town, or higher. This tip is also related to tip number 2. So the data on number of employees, annual payroll, sales of businesses, are sometimes suppressed to protect the privacy of individual companies. But so tip number 3, number of establishments is shown at city, town, or higher. Let's see if I can squeeze another tip in here. Tip number 4, filter is just for geographies, not data. So if you're doing geographic mining, okay, so while the variables are there and appear the map variables and the filter menus are the same. So there's a tip. And so when you go out to the Census Business Bureau and you're trying to data mine and get information to help support your business plan or strategic plan to start or expand your business, I'm telling you, when you see these reports, they're just jaw-dropping and you will not be disappointed. It will not disappoint. This is Margaret Jackson. We've got to go to the commercial break. You're listening to Margaret Jackson on AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge. We are Bay Area's business and finance leader.
For more information on the Small Business Concierge magazine or to invite Margaret Jackson to speak, go to smallbusinessconcierge.biz. That's smallbusinessconcierge.biz.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the bottom of our show. This is Margaret Jackson, Business on the Edge. And we are wrapping up our cool tools, I am so tempted to give you another tool because I really want to help those nonprofits out there that are fundraising. And I think I'm going to hold on to this cool tool for those out there that are nonprofits. And I'm going to do a show specifically on nonprofits and how to raise funds and get money in the door. So we're going to do a quick reminder of everything that we talked about today. So those nonprofits out there for you, and I promise you, I will do a nonprofit show that is going to be all about the small business nonprofit, getting your, really helping you achieve, hopefully, the goals that you are trying to achieve in the communities that you're endeavoring to help. I know that you know, when you're running a nonprofit, there's a real heart behind those types of social entrepreneurship businesses. And so we want to be supportive of them. And getting funding sometimes can be a bit of a bear, And being grant ready is really important for you to be able to compete and get funding. And so it's not just putting in grants, it's getting donations, right? And so I've got a cool tool donation, but I can't talk about it today. I'm gonna do a wrap up here, and I promise you I'm gonna do a special show for the nonprofits out there so I can give you a little bit of love on building your nonprofit. I think you deserve an entire show, and so we'll do that. So what cool tools did we talk about today that you need to be thinking about and resources? Autodesk, we started out with the Autodesk Foundation. So that catalytic funding for design and engineering solutions and all of these other areas of funding, energy and materials, health and resilience, work and prosperity. Yes. They have already charitable funding, $12.4 million. And so if you are a fit for any of these fundings and nonprofits, go out there. They've got some really great grants and impact investments that they are doing out there. Their funding ranges, again, from $100,000 to $1 million, or most commitments are falling in between $250,000 to $500,000. So that is something to think about. There may be opportunity out there. Biz manuals. Small businesses, think about what you're not thinking about. You have to put manuals in place. Employee manuals, human resource manuals, standard operating procedures manual, accounting manuals, finance manuals, information technology, and the list goes on. Why? So you can function. You're developing a business system. If you want to be a business system, you want to do the work, and you need to do the work to do that. And a business system means that you can go to Hawaii on vacation and the business continues to run. If you are self-employed, it only works and you're making money if you are doing the work, which you cannot go to Hawaii unless you take your laptop with you. I'm just saying. So biz manuals, you can go out there and download some free samples. And if you're going to do the whole manual, of course, they've got some videos out here. They've got a little e-cart you can check out and get the resources so you don't have to start from scratch. How about that? Canva, the design pro tool, makes you look like a pro each and every time. If you mess up a Canva template, you're going to see on my, if I'm texting you, I'm just going to do the emoji with the slap in the face hand that's just shaking their heads. I'm just going to shake my head. No, this is a tool that you can look stellar each and every time. So it's hard to mess up a Canva template, whether it's a business card or maybe you're doing a pitch deck, like I stated earlier, maybe you're doing a flyer, but just stick with the program. This is really a fantastic tool. It is worth the resources, the money that you put into it. It's only a couple of bucks. a month, and it is worth it. You can do the free tool, but you know, you're going to have to invest in the business. So go ahead and invest the dollars into it. You won't be disappointed. You can look fantastic. Absolutely. And then we had the Census Business Bureau. This is definitely the most robust tool. You're going to have to chew on this. You're going to have to spend some time with it. You're going to have to play around with it. And they do have webinars. And I mentioned that earlier when I was talking about this Census Business Bureau by the census.gov. You get to it through census.gov, and they have tons of webinars all the way into September exploring census data. And they have one coming up actually August 31st, exploring census data small business. So that's an opportunity for you to sign up for that particular webinar out there. But you can go out and look at their webinars. And they have them listed from now until September 14th. So go out there and check it out and look at their surveys and programs, researches, all of these resources out here to help you develop and start smart with your business or expand and grow. You won't be disappointed. The reports you get from it is absolutely amazing. This is Margaret Jackson. If you want us to help you, go out to our website, smallbusinessconcierge.biz, and get your membership subscription out there. And we will be glad to take you to that next level. Thank you for tuning into today's show. You're listening to Margaret Jackson on AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge. We are Bay Area's business and finance leader.